Okay, so what if a face has no lookalike and a place doesn't come to mind, like a job or a surroundings? So the idea here is then to create an artificial link. If the face doesn't take you to a place, then we get on to technique number three. This is called the feature link. So maybe somebody has some interesting features, maybe a pointed nose or outsized earrings, distinguishing marks of some sort. Maybe they have a tattoo or an interesting trait. All you're looking for is something to go on, something to latch on to. So, for example, you're introduced to a woman called Pat Whitehead. Pat Whitehead. And you just happen to notice that she's got streaks of white hair. So, yeah, I know it's an obvious link, but just imagine patting her on the head. Maybe she's had some paint poured over her or whatever, and your hands are covered with white paint. It doesn't really matter how you get there, as long as you make that connection. So the next time you see her, you think, oh yeah, streaks of paint, white. Oh yeah, white head, and you've patted her. Pat Whitehead. So in this case, their actual physique has become the location in itself. So this is the link. It's gone person, feature, scene. Again, don't ever tell anybody how you've got to remember their names. Just say you've got a good memory. I once made a mistake at a meeting. The guy said, well, how did you remember my name? And I said, well, you've got rather pointed ears, so I thought of Dr. Spock from Star Trek. So I visualized you on the Starship Enterprise on the deck there. Well, he walked off in disgust. So I learned from then onwards I should keep my thoughts to myself. Now, this particular technique is a favorite amongst stage performers and magicians, and they probably wouldn't thank me for revealing this method to you. What they tend to do is look out for particular types of clothing so they can attach the name, link the name in some crazy image to their particular clothing. Now, the only trouble with this is that clothes change, but faces don't. So all three are good, but I'm now going to tell you the most powerful method. And this one I've used to remember audiences of anything up to 300 people in one go. Technique number four. Now, I call this first name places. And I use this to memorize 50, 100, 300 people in an audience. I did this once on the Oprah Winfrey Show a couple of years back. Now, this is how I do it. The very first thing I want to know is the person's first name. That's my first hook. Now, this is the first link in the chain. That name, whatever they give me, will transport that person to a specific location somewhere in the world. Now, for example, I go up to the first person in the audience. I say, look, give me your first name. She says, Carol. Immediately, I think of a church somewhere in England. It's a specific church. Now, why Carol? Well, Carol makes me think of carol singing, and that's something that I do every Christmas. So I go to that same church as soon as I hear the name Carol. Now I've got a place. If she had said her name was Jean, then I would go straight to a Jean shop in my hometown of Guildford. Why? Because that's where I bought my very first pair of jeans. If the name's Pamela, then I go to my mother's house. That's because my mother's name is Pamela. And if it's George, then I go to the White House. If it's Larry, well, I think of Larry King, so I use the news desk at CNN, and I base the mnemonic scene that I'm going to create around CNN. Okay, let's go through an example together. Let's say the first person that I meet is called Leo. Now, immediately, I go straight to the Titanic. Can you think of a reason why? Leonardo DiCaprio. Now, it doesn't matter if that person doesn't look like Leonardo DiCaprio. It's just that name that I'm using to transport that face to the location. So now I sort of energize that person, Star Trek style. He's now going off to the Titanic. Now I ask for the surname. Leo's surname is Taylor. So what do? I imagine that person on board ship on the Titanic with a tape measure around his neck. That's all I need. So when I go back to that person, I think, oh yeah, I sent you off to the Titanic. You got a tape measure around your neck. It's got to be Leo Taylor. Now, highly unlikely surreal image, but I don't care. I can remember his name. And I just do that methodically with each person. I've got a solid chain of links. So, how do I remember 100 names in an audience? Well, I've got a whole dossier of places that I can send people to. So if I hear the name Terry, I think of a friend's house because he's a decorator. So that person then goes to Terry's house in England. If I hear the name Nicola, I can't help thinking of a specific wine bar where I dated a girl called Nicola. Now, the date was unsuccessful, but I don't care. I can still remember it.